You're listening to the audio production of What You Do Best, Unleashing the Power of Your Spiritual Gifts, Relational Style, and Life Passions by Bruce Bugbee, published by Zondervan and read by Stu Gray, with bonus commentary by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To this generation of Christ followers.
Hello, this is the author Bruce Bugbee. As you begin your audio journey through What You Do Best, I wanted to share with you a personal note. You are the subject of this book, and What You Do Best equips you to identify and express your unique contribution to this world as an integral part of your relationships, life, and ministry. My desire in writing the book is really to help you gain a better understanding of who God made you to be. And so you're going to find the biblical principles in these pages can free you to pursue your life's calling with enthusiasm and confidence. God's Spirit is not limited by geographical or international boundaries, denominational or theological differences, by generational perspectives, and God's Spirit is not limited by gender, race, ethnic, or cultural uniquenesses. And you're going to find in the coming chapter, you'll have the opportunity to examine yourself, assess your relationship with God, and reflect on what you need in order to thrive as the person you were created to be. You know, years ago, my friend Bob shared a story that illustrates what most of us have faced. Bob spent a day volunteering at an old-time three-ring circus, and he went over to pat this large elephant and her baby. And he had noticed that both elephants were shackled by a stake in the ground, the same size. And he thought for himself, surely this large animal could pull the stake right out of the ground. So he didn't quite understand. A few minutes later, the elephant's handler walked in, and he just stopped by to check on the elephants. And so Bob asked them, how is it that you can keep a 10-ton elephant in the same place as this little guy? He said, elephants have great memories. We begin staking them when they're babies. Day after day, they try to tug away from the stake, maybe 10,000 times over those first few months. And eventually, they realize they can't get away. And so, guess what? They stop trying. At that point, their amazing elephant memory takes over. For the rest of their lives, long after they could easily yank that stake from the ground, they remember it does no good to tug at the stake. They believe they can't get away. And therefore, they can't. Sadly, in some ways, we are like those elephants. When young, we may have heard we aren't very smart, we're clumsy, slow, or maybe we don't have any common sense. In our teen years, we may have heard we're not very good leaders, or we lack initiative, or we'll never amount to anything, or we'll never be good enough. Those words drive a mental stake into the ground. For me, one of those such statements was, you're not a writer. A mental stake was driven in, and for decades, I didn't even try to write anything beyond an email. But I couldn't shake the sense that God had something for me to say, and he wanted me to write about it. So eventually, I pulled that mental stake out of the ground and began writing. And to date, millions of people in 15 languages around the world have found greater freedom and purpose for their lives through the biblical principles found in this book. Guess what? It turns out I am a writer after all. Often, even as adults, we can be held back by inaccurate stakes that have been driven into our minds when we were younger. Those stakes limit our freedom and warp our perception of ourself and stifle our understanding of who God wants us to be. Jesus calls us to be what he sees in us, what he created us to be. He invites you to break free from our distorted stakes. In Christ, we are no longer bound by the limits that others place in our lives. Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you really will be free. Be who God created you to be. You see, Jesus did not die on the cross to make us good. We're all trying to be so good. But Jesus died on the cross to make us free. But those who are truly free experience the fullness and the goodness of God. I trust you will see God's fingerprints in your life as you journey.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?